I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If NSA leaker Edward Snowden was looking for clemency, it doesn't look like he's getting any. Both White House and congressional officials are rejecting the notion. Some thought Snowden was asking for clemency in a letter he wrote to a member of Germany's parliament in which he stated, "Speaking the truth is not a crime." Bruce Fein was Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Reagan administration. He was also, until recently, the lawyer representing Edward Snowden's father, Lon Snowden. Bruce, what do you make of this letter? Are you one of those who saw it as a plea for clemency?
I don't think so. That's a stretch, but it's very unclear, given the lack of direct access to Mr. Snowden. You know, who is an intermediary? Did he write the letter? Did somebody else write the letter? And so it leaves open to speculation exactly the bona fides of any such statement, given the fog in which he's enshrouded.
Right. So just lay it out for us. What is Snowden's legal situation as far as ever coming back to the U.S. is concerned?
I think that, number one, there are several options that could happen. The president could just unilaterally decide that since Edward Snowden stimulated the national conversation that he said was urgent, therefore as a matter of prosecutorial discretion, even though he's also disclosed, in fact, even more interceptions of foreigners who have no protection under the Fourth Amendment and by no stretch of the legal imagination could be illegal, that he would nevertheless decide that he would drop the prosecution. Then you have an option. He could try to seek asylum elsewhere than in Russia. When Mr. Snowden was in Hong Kong with Glenn Greenwald, he was quite explicit that he wanted asylum in a place like Iceland that protected and honored human rights, freedom of speech, freedom of association, and whatever else you can say about Russia and Vladimir Putin. They do not honor freedom of speech, freedom of dissent, any of the things that Ed said that he stands for. Indeed, Mr. Putin really locks up everybody who voices a dissent from his decrees and his desire to maintain limitless power. Now, there is another option. It's one that I would encourage Ed to consider, and that is to seek to obtain assurances through a lawyer in the United States that if he returned, he would be protected fully by the Constitution of the United States. He'd have an impartial venue, that he would not be treated like Bradley or Chelsea Manning before trial. He'd have a fair opportunity to present his case and have access to his lawyers, basically not pretrial detention like Daniel Ellsberg, charged with the same Espionage Act violations, was not detained prior to trial, but basically come back and make his case to the American people. Indeed, that is what Edward Snowden said his decision to make these disclosures was all about. And I do believe that staying in Russia under the thumb of Mr. Putin really distracts attention from the goal that Edward Snowden himself said was the mission of his particular endeavor.
I got to say, Bruce Fein, there's a very different feel to the Edward Snowden saga now since when it all began back in May. I mean, the story has moved well beyond the U.S. spying on its citizens. How do you see the changes in the story since it began?
Well, I agree with you. And it shows, I suppose, a question of judgment about Mr. Snowden and those who were publicizing initially, you know, the wrongdoing, which was focused on spying on American citizens protected by the Fourth Amendment, protected by our Patriot Act, keeping this secret from Americans who have a right to know what their government is doing in order to change the law. And now it's just sort of sprawling into, you know, just any kind of spying is bad. And the whole, you know, preoccupation now is these melodrama, telephone of Angela Merkel or the president of Brazil or the things that are really trivial, if not irrelevant, to the rule of law in the United States. And they now capture the headlines, which in my judgment is most unfortunate. It shows a gross misconception of what the evils were that Mr. Snowden was disclosing in part.
Bruce Fein, Deputy Assistant Attorney General during the Reagan administration. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.